This is a Storage Switzerland podcast.
Mission critical applications. You have to protect and recover your work quickly. Protect it to make sure nothing happens to it, and recover it when it does. Finding the right solution to this is as critical as the applications themselves. To talk about this is George Crump, lead analyst and founder of Storage Switzerland, and Scott Baker, the director of enterprise data protection at HP. George, if you could, please give us an overview of mission-critical data protection problems.
I think the challenge with mission-critical applications, well, there's more than one challenge. There's a lot of challenges with backing up mission-critical applications. Number one, the word mission-critical means that if these things have gone down and you get into a recovery process, people know. People are staring at you. You're getting phone calls. People are probably yelling. You're probably being called names. It's not a pleasant experience for anybody. So that's the big thing. It's just this is a headline-making event. It's not like Joe deleted the an important spreadsheet file. This is probably a customer-facing application, an online application maybe, and it's down. And that's a real problem. The other challenge is there's different types of mission-critical applications. There are what we would call siloed or point mission-critical applications, and those would be like an Exchange or a SharePoint or maybe a Microsoft SQL or an Oracle application. Often these are internal to the organization, but the organization needs them to run. Then there's the kind of another set that I don't know if we can say mission critical plus, but these are the ones that are often customer facing and they're multi-tier application, meaning that they probably have some sort of a back-end database like I was just talking about, but they also have a front-end interface. There's tiers to it. So there's a server or a group of servers that run sort of the front-end interface. There's a server or group of servers that run the back-end database. And then there's servers that might manage some sort of a connection between it. There might be a server that talks to, something as simple as a credit card connection. There's a lot of different variables here. And so the challenge with these is, like I said, number one, it's public. People see it. So if you're my bank and your online banking system is down, I know you're having an IT problem. Where if it's your internal SharePoint application, your users might be bad, but at least all your customers don't know you're having an IT problem. Scott, what's your take on protecting these different types of applications?
Hey, thanks, George. You and I had an opportunity to do a webinar earlier in the month. And in that particular webinar, we'd asked some of the challenges that people were having in backup kinds of activities, backup and recovery activities. And we jokingly focused in on the fact that meeting backup windows is such a huge challenge. And we had commented on the fact that the complexity of the IT infrastructure and the applications that are running on it tends to be one of the guiding culprits, if you will, to making those backups achievable. And often what we tend to find is that when it comes to application protection, problem number one is, what is mission critical? Everyone defines mission critical applications different. As an end user, I may say that iTunes is completely mission critical to me, right? But if we talk about it in the general sense, where we're looking at something that the business cannot afford to continue to not have access to in terms of being able to generate revenue or operate in a competitive landscape, then, what we have to do is we have to start looking at the fact that in general, backup teams will typically be the ones who control how the backup occurs, but they're going to be quick to push the recoverability capabilities to those application owners so they can offload the need to do continual recoveries from within those applications. So I think the first thing we have to do in an organization is we have to identify what truly is mission critical, because not everything is. What applications exist that really tie to the survivability of the organization in terms of being able to recover that data and get it up and running?
So, Scott, how do you do that?
Well, Charlie, it's a really great question, right? And I think as you look at the organization itself and you begin to tease out the different applications, it's not going to be uncommon that databases will largely fall within or can fall within the criticality of the organization itself. You may run your CRM data on top of that, your financials, etc. But there's also going to be those productivity-based applications that you should also consider being potentially mission critical, whether that's a Microsoft Exchange or potentially a SharePoint. kind of application. But what I would also ask you to do is also think about the infrastructure upon which these different kinds of applications run, because that can also elevate what I would consider to be maybe a utilitarian-based application or service into that very critical sort of genre that we were talking about. So for example, if I run Microsoft Exchange inside of a virtualized infrastructure, I've got two things now that I have to worry about: the application itself, as well as the hypervisor and all of the infrastructure necessary to support both of those workloads. So I think really where you get started with is you start looking at the requirements that the organization has for generating revenue and start working backward from there in terms of the applications that are going to either aid or assist in the generation of that revenue, and then begin to stack them as critical applications that you need to be planning for.
Scott, when you're talking about defining what those mission critical applications are, just the IT people can't make that determination. You need to bring in other people from the organization to make that work, don't you?
I think that's a great, great comment there. As a matter of fact, IT has the onus. They have the responsibility to continually stay connected with these business unit owners or these leaders so that they can make sure that they fully understand the business requirements for whatever that part of the organization is performing in terms of revenue generation or sustaining the longevity of the organization itself. So I absolutely agree with you that in working with these different business leaders, they will quickly identify what the organization has to have in that critical bucket to ensure survivability after data loss.
George, you have experience in this. What are some of the problems?
Yeah, absolutely, Charlie. And part of the challenge is you get into sort of a, sometimes with these, when you get so many people involved, you get into sort of a paralysis by analysis. First of all, I think Scott alluded to this, almost everybody thinks their application is mission critical. And so what we're looking for is in reference to the organization. And so one of the things that we kind of, we kind of start the fight, if you will, with that service level objective driven data protection strategy that we always talk about. Because what we do is we have IT set the table and say, look, here's what we can do. Then invite, if you will, the rest of the organization to dinner, and we find out what they don't like about it. And then we fix the courses as we go along. And so part of it is knowing how to kind of start that conversation. If you just walk into a meeting blind and say, hey, manufacturing team, we'd like to talk to you about service level objectives or service level agreements, you'll have a very long meeting that doesn't get a lot accomplished in our experience. But if you walk into that same meeting with a, hey, manufacturing guys, here's what we can do, what do you think? And even if they say we hate it, at least you've got a much better framework to start from. And so what we would suggest is always come prepared to those meetings so you can kind of force the subject. Now, Scott, turning our attention to the kind of multi-tier stuff, how does a organization like HP help a company track all these different tiers and protect them?
Oh, great, great question. So, you know, what I try to do in these kinds of webinars is make sure that I don't try to pin too much of my response just on what HP brings to bear. What I'd rather do is really just kind of talk about this general. And then at the very end, I'll give myself a little room for an HP, call it, if you will. But, you know, when we use the term multi-tiered applications, let me give you a quick example of how I see that, right? So, you know, imagine if you needed to deploy a three-tiered web application to support an e-commerce initiative, right? So your e-commerce application would typically run at a database layer, and it may be on one database or two different database clusters running on the same operating system or a different operating system. Take full advantage of storage that may come from one storage vendor or multiple storage vendors. You know, pulling that content together out of those databases typically lands on that second layer, which is really that web logic layer, if you will, who's going to be able to pull the different information from the different tables, rows, columns, et cetera, out of those databases and present that up in the form of the way that users would consume it, which would be potentially some kind of web service or web layer that's extracting this information and interacting with it. And each one of these may run as physical instances, virtual instances, a combination of the two. All of these different moving parts makes deployment from an end user perspective, ideal, right? Because they can accommodate everything that they need, and they believe that they are dispersing the load across the IT infrastructure. But if I'm the guy in IT, now I have a huge challenge. Two different databases, maybe they have consistency groups, maybe they have clustering capabilities, two different vendors to work with, different kinds of storage, SAN, maybe NAS. All of these moving components can make the backup and the recovery challenge incredibly hard, let alone being able to plan for disaster recovery, right? So as you look at the solution that you're putting in place from the application perspective, you know, make sure that you're working with that CRM or e-commerce solution that I had given you in the example to make sure that they are delivering not just a solution for capturing data and manipulating it and generating revenue for the business, but also that it has built-in techniques or technologies that allow you to do effective backup and recovery activities that integrate with your existing infrastructure and don't require you to buy additional stuff, right? That's one. I think the second thing that you start looking for is laying that kind of a multi-tiered application out in as much of a standardized deployment as possible so that you can get predictability in terms of how it functions. And you also get some expected response times that are predictable from the perspective of how you back it up and you recover it. Now, if I throw the plug in from an HP perspective, you know, if you did want to go with a heterogeneous stack, you could run 3PAR on the back end to provide the storage up, supporting those applications in a physical deployment on ProLiant servers across HP networking, and then using something like HP Data Protector with its integrations into SQL Server, Oracle, you know, SAP, whatever that database layer is, as well as its integrations within Hyper-V or VMware, so that you can have a consistent backup approach, but then push the capability for recovery to the application owner so that they can recover whenever they want and get application consistency in that recovery process.
Scott, is there anything you want to add?
You know, whether we're talking about point-based applications or we're talking about a multi-tiered application that I just shared with you, make sure that as you take the categorical critical applications and you marry those to the backup technology that you want to bring to bear with them, just ensure that your backup vendor is providing you with true application consistent integrations, taking full advantage of any native APIs that the applications support, taking full advantage of any nuances such as always on availability groups, for example, with Microsoft SQL Server, and more importantly, giving you the ability to choose which is more important, having really fast backups or having really successful restores. And then that will allow you to break down those backup configurations so that you can effectively accommodate what your end goal is.
On behalf of Scott Baker from HP and George Crump from Storage Switzerland, I'm Charlie Hodges. Thank you for joining us on the Storage Podcast.
For more, go to storageswiss.com.